7.9.
Welcome to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, presented by Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Today, you will be blessed as you listen to God's prophet, Dr. Abiola Idowu, the presiding bishop of CREPA. That's Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. In CREPA, we have experienced the word-working wonders in the lives of the people. We have many testimonies, and today is your opportunity to receive fulfillment in your life. We know the most powerful technology ever is the Word of God. Faith will be born, and your life will never remain the same again. So please welcome Bishop Abiola Idowu.
Praise God. I welcome you to the Hour of Fulfillment tonight, and I believe God has been blessing you, favoring you, according to His Word, because He's so faithful, He will not deny Himself. What a joy to come together again to just hear clearly from heaven when things will begin to change and the destiny will begin to have its meaning. But before we go into the Word of God tonight, shall we have a word of prayer? Father, we are so thankful in the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory and all the praise because of your faithfulness and your mercy. Thank you for the life of your precious people. Thank you for your plans. Thank you for your counsel. Receive all our praise in the name of Jesus. Father, send forth your word again tonight. Lord Jesus, let me speak your word in boldness. Lord, confirm every word spoken with miracles, signs, and wonders. Jesus, save, deliver, set free, heal tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree in agreement by faith that the power of God will go through the airwaves and destroy the power of darkness in the life of your precious people. And we'll give you thanks for it because we know it is already done. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. I welcome you one more time to the Art of Fulfillment, the program that is designed to change your life and give you the blessing that God has designed for your life. I want to listen very carefully tonight because God will begin to show you direction and begin to place you in the place that He has designed for your life. I want you to know that we serve a God that have a plan. We serve a God that designed your destiny before we all came here. I want you to know that there is no mistake in God. And He doesn't do rush work. In fact, it was because your life is already designed according to His plan. That's why you were born. Now, Jesus Christ was raised from the dead to bless us and to change our story. Any other thing apart from that is not a good news. That is not the gospel. Now, see, in the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 3 and verse 26, the Bible says, unto you first, God, having raised up His Son, Jesus, sent Him to bless you in turning away every one of you from his iniquities. Now, when Jesus Christ came, His major assignment is to bless you. When He removes sin away from us, it just so that the blessing can flow to us unhindered. The Bible says, as the Father pitied His children, so He has pity over us. So as the north is far to the east, I'm not talking about north side and south side. As the north pole is so far to the east, so God has removed our iniquity away from us. The essence of washing away our sin is so that His blessing can reach to us and change our life and bring us to the Edenic experience, the plan that He got for us before sin ever came. He took away sin. Jesus became sin so that we can become His righteousness. The essence is so that the blessing can flow into our life, that we can start afresh, because His plan is so that you can be fruitful, you multiply, you replenish, you subdue, and you dominate the earth. That is His intention, and that has never changed. So our story of redemption is incomplete without the blessing of God upon our life, without the dominion of God manifesting in our life, without ability to subdue all the power that stand against our life. Now, it is not just physical or material blessing alone. It's all the blessing of God that gives give outstanding result in the life of a man. God showed us Abraham as a picture of how his blessing can change the life of a person and make him a reference point because of the covenant he made with that man. We saw this man from nothing who rose up to be a star and a reference point in his own generation. And see what the Bible says. I want you to just follow me. He said in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. Genesis 12, 1 to 3. He said, now, I'm talking to somebody here tonight listening to me, that now your story is changing. We are putting a total end to every affliction and struggling in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. I curse the hand of the devil over everything that is putting all around you, every intimidation, every frustration, every depression. Get out in the name of Jesus. He said, now the Lord has said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless thee, I made thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Now, I want you to look at this scripture very well. The Bible is saying that God is calling this man out of what he thought is a future, is a destiny. And God is saying, I am God. I can start afresh with you. I can take you out of every frustration. I can establish my covenant with your life. I can bring you to another level completely without the impute of people you think is going to help you. Now, that looks as if it's impossible. It looks weird to human understanding. But God made a covenant with this man. And he says something I want you to listen to. He said, through you shall all the families of the earth be blessed. When God was saying that, he saw you and I in that blessing. He saw you and I in that covenant. He saw you and I in Abraham. And he said, as I have changed the life of Abraham from nothing, I'm going to change your life. The blessing and the covenant of God over Abraham, took care of his financial life, took care of his family life, took care of his social life, took care of everything to an extent that he was able to win every battle that faces him. Now, the covenant of God does not mean that battle of life will not come. The covenant of God is you can't lose in any battle. It's impossible. Now, watch this. When God was saying that, he was looking at you. Galatians chapter 3 verse 29 says, if ye are Christ, ye are Abraham's seed, and you are heir according to the promise. If ye are Christ, so that means when you belong to Christ Jesus, you are Abraham's seed, and you have part in the covenant. God is not intimidated with your situation because he can fix it. He's not perturbed by your situation. He can deliver you. He made everything to be in place for you if you will allow him. He said, I know the thought, the plan that I have for you is a plan of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. So you are not alone in this world. And the devil knows that. But he wants you to feel as if it's not working. Now, you are in a covenant with the Almighty God. And an agreement between Jesus and God is already settled concerning your life. God brought you in as a beneficiary. The covenant is put together. And God put it in a document. He sealed it and he ratified it by the blood. And that document is called the Bible. So, the Bible is not just a spiritual book. The Bible is a document, is an established book document, is a legal document that you can refer to in every situation, and God will stand up on it and fight your battle for you. You can go to the document and say, well, the Bible says, according to the document, he said, I will heal thy wound, I will restore earth back to you. The document said himself took our infirmity. That is in the document. The document said by his stripe we've been healed. That is what is in the document. The document says he was made poor so that through his poverty we can be rich. Now, you have to depend on the word of God because it is this document that guarantees your peace, your joy, your healing, your deliverance, your prosperity. Whatever you see in the word of God is what God is capable of doing in your life. Now, I want you to see it and I want you to begin to believe it. Now, it may not look like it right now. In fact, everything may be looking as if what the word says is not true. Now, that is what the enemy wants you to feel. Why? He wants to bring you from your realm to his realm by painting a wrong picture in your mind, by painting a wrong picture that is speaking to you, and it makes you to feel as if you are lesser than what God said about you. Remember, his tricks and his plan has not changed. That was exactly what he was able to convince Eve about. He told Eve, if God really loves you, why should he say you should not eat all the trees of the garden? There is something God was hiding. If he loves you so much as he claimed, he would just allow you to eat everything. And listen to this. Eve listened to that lie and he took them out of the garden of splendor. Now, stop listening to the lie of the devil. Can I just show you this? In Psalm 138, verse number 8, the Bible says, 138, verse 8, the Bible says, the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thy hand. The Lord we perfect that which concerns you. Everything that concerns you physically, spiritually, financially, maritally, don't worry about it. Now, if the enemy is putting pressure on you, tell the enemy that you don't need to talk to me. Talk to my boss. Jesus Christ said, casting all your burden, all your care on him, for he cares for you. If Jesus Christ said he cares, why don't you just trust him for what he said? He is not a man that he will lie, nor the son of man that he will repent of his word. That you have been put under the shadow of the Almighty. The enemy knows the security around your life cannot be penetrated by any force, but he wants to take you out to Israel and paint a wrong picture in your mind concerning your father. Isaiah chapter 54 already said, he said, there is no weapon that is formed against you that shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against you in judgment, they are condemned. He said, this is the heritage of the servant of the Lord, and their inheritance is of me, saith the Lord. So it's time to begin to see that you already overdue for a lasting blessing, and divine intervention concerning your life is guaranteed tonight, because the agreement of God and Jesus concerning you is already settled. So it is a wisdom on your part to invest in something that have eternal value, which is the development of your faith in the word of God. That is why I'm asking you to just come out tomorrow morning and begin to enjoy your blessing and your covenant by knowing what the word of God says concerning you. We have two services, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. 7171 Arlington Expressway in Jacksonville, Florida. Your life will never remain the same again, because let me tell you, no matter what God planned for you, it is your faith that can take anything that your life want from the realm of the spirit. Not your crying. Oh, no. Not your religion. No. It takes your faith to take what belongs to you. I mean, Luke chapter 1 verse 45 said, he said, blessed is she that believe, but because there shall be performance of those things that were spoken unto her by the Lord. Blessed is she that believe. So she's blessed because she believed. But because if you don't believe what God wants to give to you, you may not be able to get it. There is nothing of value that is not coming to you at a cost. Now, and this cost is not what is so much for you to come out and just say, Jesus, I want to know what is mine, and I'm ready to take it now. Because if that is in the world, I'm telling you, it's already settled, it's part of your inheritance, and you can take it now. Jesus Christ said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but a little out of my word shall not pass. If it is written, then it must be fulfilled. If that is in the word, it must be fulfilled. If Bible say you are the light of the world, it's time for you to shine. Stop the devil before he stops you. He said, you are the light of the world. Matthew chapter 5 and verse number 14. He said, you are the light of the world. You are a city set on the hill that shall never be hidden. Now, watch this. If Jesus Christ said, you are the light of the world, that means darkness must clear off the way. And I have seen that darkness typify sickness, disease, affliction, frustration, lack of peace, depression. That's all the things that came after darkness, under darkness. You can dispel it by the authority that is in the light. And the word of the Lord is the light. Let this light shine in your life. Let everyone see. Now you begin to hear people testifying about what the light of the word of God has done in their life. Why not you? It's time to cooperate with Jesus, because if your inside is alive, your outside will adjust. Now, because we are not supposed to live by what we see, we are not supposed to live by what we feel, we are supposed to live by what the word of God is saying. And the word of God is alive. The word that created something out of nothing can change anybody's story anytime. I don't care what you have had, maybe your doctor's report, maybe your credit report, maybe what people have been saying about you, maybe your experience in the past, it doesn't matter. I knew when God met Abraham, his case was worse. When God met Joseph in the prison, it looks as if nothing is going to change. But the word of the living God, the Bible says in the book of Psalms, Psalm 105, the Bible says, he said, the word of the Lord came to Joseph. The word of the Lord tried him. The word of the Lord promoted him. The word of the Lord established him. The word of the Lord makes him a star where everybody thinks there is no more hope. And God is not a respecter of person. Listen to this. If God created you in his own image after his own likeness, it's time to break the limit by the authority that is in the word of God by faith. The law of creation says, like begat like. Jesus is the lion of the tribe of Judah. You can't afford to die like a sheep. No, you belong to that tribe, and that tribe wins always. Jesus, the Bible says in Genesis chapter 49, verse 8 to 9, he said, Judah, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. He said, thy hand shall be in the neck of thy enemies. Thy father's children shall bow down before thee. Judah is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, thou art gone up. He stooped down. He couched as a lion, and as an old lion, who shall rouse him up? That is you. That is you. You belong to the tribe of a lion. It's time to roar against that situation and tell the devil, stop. Take off your hand, my children. Take it, your hands off my marriage. Take your hands off my destiny. I am born to shine. I am born to reign. I am in a covenant with God. The Bible says, I am no more under a curse, for Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Jesus Christ was made a curse so that the blessing of Abraham may come upon me, because I belong to Jesus. Man, somebody is just saying, but if you know my situation, you wouldn't have been talking like that. Now, let me tell you this. There is no situation that the word of God cannot fix. There is no situation that cannot be turned around. Now, the Bible tells me in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse number 10. Let me read something here. He said, But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, said to you. Now watch this. Now the suffering of a while has come to an end tonight. It's not supposed to be forever. Oh, thank God for the challenge. The challenge must come to an end. Now, you have to rise up on your feet. Oh, my God, I can't wait for you to just come to the service tomorrow and just put a total end to the harassment of the devil over your life and destiny. He said, the God of all grace, the God of all favor, the favor of God being unleashed upon your life is bringing a total end to every suffering. And after that, he makes you perfect. No, you... Oh my God. He said in the book of Psalm 30 verse 5, he said, weeping may endure for a night. For a night. Your night expired now. The money has come. In the mighty name of Jesus, it's time for you to say, enough is enough. Satan, take off your hand from my life. You cannot continue from here. Jesus Christ paid my price, and I can see that there is nothing you can do to undo what God has put into my life. Maybe you are hearing me tonight and you want to say, I want to connect myself with Jesus. I want to connect myself with the covenant so that everything that God has done for me through the Lord Jesus Christ will begin to manifest in my life. Oh, I respect that your conclusion and your opinion. Why don't we just come to Jesus right now and just make our commitment with him? I want you to say this prayer after me. You want Jesus Christ to come into your life. You want to cut a covenant with the Ancient of Days. You want to cut a covenant with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. You want to become a child of God. Or maybe probably you have been a child of God. You've been going to church, but you suddenly stop. And you want to reconnect. Why don't you just pray this prayer with me tonight? Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give you thanks because you love me. You died for me. On the third day, you resurrected. Father, from today, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus, come into my life. Make a new beginning in me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. From today, I'm a child of God. I'm born again. Thank you for saving me. To you be glory forever in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. You just know what I just happened right now. You are now a child of the living God. Your name is written in the book of life. Your sins have been forgiven. God has washed you clean from every sin and iniquity. Now it's time to begin to grow in the new life. Now, if you have made that decision, why don't you just write us at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida, 32211. 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida, 32211. And we will send you a package of how you can live a victorious life. Please do that one, or you can just call 904-646-8210. 904-646-8210. And you'll be able to request for your package, and we'll send it to you. It's free. It's at no cost at all. And we want to see you reigning in life as king. We want to see you ruling the power of darkness. We want to see you victorious in whatsoever you lay your hands upon. And tomorrow morning, we have two services. You don't want to miss this service. It is victorious, our covenant day of victory. You don't want to miss it. It's 8 a.m. the first service, and the second service is 10 a.m. And the service you attend tomorrow is going to be a blessing that is going to change your life forever. I will see you then, and between now and then, begin to shine. And I say, Jesus is alive. God bless you. Shalom.
Wow. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop, for that awesome word from the Lord. We are mightily blessed. I'd like to take this time to welcome our listening audiences. We want to thank you so much for tuning in. You've been listening to Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. Now, we certainly want to invite you out to our services tomorrow morning. Yes, that's tomorrow, Sunday morning. We have two services. The first service is an early service at 8 a.m. and the second service is at 10 a.m. So if you'd like to get up early, come out and worship with us. You don't have to miss your worship. Come out at 8 a.m. or 10 a.m. Either way, if you need a ride, give us a call. We'll be happy to come and pick you up. The number to call for a ride is area code 904-646- 8210. That number to call for a ride again is 904-646-8210. Now, tomorrow's service is a service that you don't want to miss, because tomorrow is our covenant day of victory.
Amen.
Yes, our covenant day of victory. Now, everybody wants a victory.
Amen.
And we have the victory. But now we're going to come out and we're going to partake of our covenant day. Covenant day of victory. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Bishop. He's going to tell us all about our covenant day of victory that's happening tomorrow morning at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway, 8 a.m. for the first service and 10 a.m. for the second service. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this.
You make the blind man see. Make the lame man walk again. You cause the dead to rise. And that's why we dance in liberty. Cause you're doing it all again. Yeah, yeah. Cause you're doing it all again. Oh, 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 oh. Say, you made the blind man. Make the lame man walk again. That's why we dance in liberty. Come on, shout it, you're doing it again. Oh, 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 sing. Oh, oh, sing. Hey, so you're doing it all again. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah. Come on.
So we're back with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, and we've been inviting you to come out to our services tomorrow. We actually have two services tomorrow morning. That's Sunday morning at 8 a.m. is that early service. Our early service is at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, and the second service is at 10 a.m. So come out and worship with us at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway. Now, if you need a ride, give us a call. We'll be happy to come and pick you up. The number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is 904-646-8210. Now, come out to our services tomorrow, because the tomorrow's service is going to be awesome. It's going to be a mighty move of God, because tomorrow's service, Bishop, is our covenant day of victory. Oh, my goodness. I can hardly wait. So now, Bishop, you have got to tell us about our covenant day of victory.
Thank you, Pastor Jan. I want everyone of our listener to understand that you cannot enjoy the favor of God upon your life and not experience His victory.
Amen.
In fact, the truth of the matter is, you see, if you know what God is thinking about you, you'll be so excited. He said, I know the thought I have towards you is a thought of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Now, see what the scripture says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse number 57. He said, but thanks be unto God who gave us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the presence of Jesus Christ in your life is a guarantee that your victory is settled. Now, tomorrow's service, I'd like you to come with great expectation, because the table is set. All what God is asking you to do is to sit down and eat. God wants you to know that each time He speaks, He's already settled. You need to have this understanding. The way the kingdom of God is run, the king have the final say. His word is not an advice. His word is not just an encouragement. His word is a decree. When he speaks, there is nothing that can stand against it. In fact, heaven and earth, even things that hate you must cooperate with God. Wow. Nature must cooperate with God. Amen. Now the political system must cooperate with God. The social system must cooperate with God, because God is the ultimate. Now, he said he has given you victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So, tomorrow you're going to experience victory in your body, victory in your soul, victory in your finances, victory in your relationship. God is going to say to you, all you need to do, be there. Amen. And something eternal will happen, because we are working with a covenant-keeping God. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Well, amen. Bishop, you know I'll certainly be there.
Praise Jesus.
I'll be to the early service.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
And the second service.
Amen. So praise the Lord.
Our covenant day of victory. That's tomorrow morning at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway. We want you to come out, and we will certainly come and pick you up if you need a ride. Don't let that stop you. The number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is 904-646-8210. So now it's time for what I like to call, this is actually my favorite segment of the broadcast. And why is that? That's because we actually get to brag about the goodness of the lives. Oh my goodness, the goodness of God in the lives of his people. Mm-hmm. And tonight we have a very special testimony service for you. I mean, these testimonies are going to reveal the glory of God. These are actually real life transforming testimonies in the lives of the people you're about to hear. So let me tell you something about the people in CREPA. In CREPA, you've heard us say it all the time. If you've been listening to our broadcast, you've heard us say that everyone that comes to CREPA rises.
Yeah.
I'm telling you the truth. And so tonight, I want to introduce to you Pastor Clarence. Pastor Clarence, how are you tonight?
I am so blessed.
Amen.
Pastor Jen, thank you so very much. I appreciate you. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, thank you so much. Now, Pastor Clarence, we're talking about how everyone comes to CREPA rises. So I just want to ask you, what has been the impact of the word in your life since you came to CREPA?
Well, Sister Jan, when I first came to CREPA over almost 6 years ago, you know, I remember, you know, coming here just wanting to be able to, you know, hear the Word of God. I just wanted the Word of God because I came from a situation, you know, mm-hmm. where I was trying to get to that next level. And where I was at, I wasn't getting it. So when I came here, I talked to the bishop. We sat down and had a conversation, and I told him exactly what was going on in my life and where I needed to be. And he agreed with me, you know, that, hey, you know, you will get to where you want to be. And my first thing when I first came here was like, it was what he was teaching. This is what was going on, what he was teaching. You know, I knew I was saved. That part I knew, but the principles of God I had not got yet. Mm-hmm. So that began my transformation here at CREPA, Christ Resurrection Power and Assembly, my transformation as far as knowing the principle of God and how to live in the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. These things impacted my life so much where I'm starting to grow. That mm-hmm. was the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yes.
You see, Pastor Jan, I remember so vividly that the desire in his heart that day was, I want the word.
Mm-hmm.
I want the word. You see, if all you are looking for is just a word of prophecy around town, The enemy will frustrate you. The fake one will speak.
Yeah, all the time. Mm-hmm.
They lie to you. All the, you see? But if you are looking for the word of the living God, you catch some fire. And I have seen that one in your life.
Yes.
I have seen some fire burning, man.
And it changed, everything about my life when I came here.
Praise the Lord.
You know, and I explained to the bishop, I said, I'm just looking for the word.
The word.
I wasn't looking for no favors. I wasn't looking for anybody. You know, I wasn't looking to be pat on the back, anything like that. I wasn't looking to be pumped up, primed up, or whatever. I just needed the word in my life to get me to that next level. And I knew where I was at that particular time. I wasn't getting it. So I came here, and the word started to flow in my life.
Can you just see the
word started to flow? It was flowing. It was flowing. It's flowing. And, you know, it humbled me that someone would take the time. Not just, you know, just take the time personally. It's like he just grabbed me and say, okay, this is the way we're going to go. And I accept the challenge that he set before me.
Amen. Amen. That's awesome. So now you were looking for the word, and you definitely found the word in CREPA. We know the word is in CREPA.
Amen.
But Pastor Clarence, what are some specific things that God has done in your life since you've come to CREPA?
Well, Sister Jan, there were some things that was going on when I first came to CREPA. You understand what I'm saying? And the things that he began to teach us and to teach me and show me how to build upon my life, things started to come together. You know, I went from living one way to living the way that I should be living. You understand me? A lot of times, we may think that, hey, we can live one way and God still bless us, but you cannot. You have to live according to what the word said. This is when we were talking about the principles, applying these principles that the bishop was talking about to our lives, and it would show me, hey, this is what you need to do. And God showed me, hey, this is what needs to happen in your life in order for you to get to that next level. So I began to get to that next level. I began to find myself in, you know, a part of this ministry. You understand me? I began to do things as he was telling me to do them, and I find myself moving from one level to the next. You know, these are the things, like I said before, go back to the word. I just asked for the word. And God began to do other things in my life. He began to put me in this ministry and that ministry and that ministry. And I became a part of this family that we call CREPA.
You see, Pastor Jen, I was just listening to Pastor Clarence, and I begin to remember some things right now that when we met those 6 years ago.
6 years ago,
now,
yes, sir.
Now, you see, there is one thing about the word. When you take responsibility based upon what the word revealed, you stop being a liability. It was in a situation at that time that would have been a liability to everybody, including himself.
That's right.
Now, and he was able to see the difference between the gospel of salvation and the gospel of the kingdom.
Amen. Amen.
Because you can be saved and still be oppressed.
I'm telling you.
But when you get saved, that is your guarantee to heaven. Now, the gospel of the kingdom are the principles of the kingdom. That was what Jesus Christ was saying when he just said, when you seek for the kingdom of God, this thing will follow.
Amen.
Now, seeking the kingdom of God change his life.
Amen.
Now you see, now maybe somebody is hearing also, he say, I don't know what to do, my life is in zero. Come over.
I'm telling you.
We will give you what the Lord Jesus Christ gave us, and the same thing that happened in the life of this great man of God is going to happen in your life.
Amen. Amen. So Pastor Clarence, how has your spiritual growth and your rising, how has that affected your family?
Oh my Lord, hoo-wee. It has affected them in a tremendous way, in ways that I really can't explain. You have to look at it. You know, when I, like I said, it goes back to the word. When I first began to talk to my bishop here and I explained to him, only two things that I said to him. I said, I come here for the word and I want my family together.
That's it.
That was all I wanted, you know. And like I said, some years had passed, and, you know, we would talk here and there. And my kids would show up. One of them would show up. And all that there, you know. And I was constantly praying for these children. You know, and Bishop said, don't worry about it. He gave me a scripture, and the scripture was Acts 16 and 32, I believe it was.
Mm-hmm.
And it says here that I would save you and your household.
Yeah.
Your household. And so with that being said, you know, I started getting, you know, this communication from my children. It was constantly. At one time, it was they didn't want to hear anything from me because my life had changed. I wasn't that guy anymore.
Oh,
I wasn't that guy that they were used to, that they could sit down and have a beer with and, you know, chit-chat and stuff like that. I was strictly about the Word of God. And they seen this change in my life, Pastor Jan. Mm-hmm. And they knew that their dad had changed. Okay, so they started to distance themselves from me for a while. You know, some years went by. Mm. Like I say, within the last 2 years, God has drawn my children to me.
Glory to
God.
God
has brought God. I witnessed to my daughter. I witnessed to her, and she was saved by my life.
Mm. This is
2 years ago, but she's just starting to grow here in a little bit here. But she came here to Jacksonville, and she came to this church. Matter of fact, she's a member of this church now. You know, you guys have met my daughter, and,
wow,
and her life is transforming also. But, you know, with me being who I am and where I'm at right now, they see the change in my life, and they
praise
see what
the
God
Lord
is doing in my life.
Mm,
That is so awesome. What message would you want to share about all the great things that God has done in your life?
Oh, my Lord, Sister Jan. It's just so many things that God has done in my life, just being in this ministry, being taught in this ministry. You know, like I said before, all I knew about was salvation.
Mm.
Okay, I knew I was going to heaven. I knew I was going to heaven. Because,
but you don't want because, to be actually wounded.
Right, because I believe what the Word said, you know, and I knew that, but I knew there was more.
Mm-hmm.
I knew by being in this ministry here, I knew there was more that need to go in this life of mine here. So I started listening to tapes, and I made myself a part of this ministry. I stay, you know, every time my thing was, every time these doors opened, I was going to be here.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to be here. And that's what I did. When I started to do that, I became a part of the transportation ministry.
Hmm.
And it was given over to me. These are the things that I didn't ask for none of these things, but God blessed me more than I realized, more than I deserved. But He blessed me tremendously. He made me the leader of transportation ministry. I'm a part of the hospitality ministry.
Hmm.
All these different ministries, so many I can't even name, Pastor Jan. And just by planting myself here in this ministry, I have grown. And anybody that comes here, I don't care what your situation is. I don't care how hopeless you think your situation is. If you come here, you arrive. No matter what the situation is. God is a doer. He will transform your life. My life has been transformed since I've been here.
Wow.
And, you know, it ain't finished. The chapter ain't finished yet. There's more to this story. That God is constantly bestowing upon me.
Mm.
Amen.
Mm. You see, he was saying now, he said, the Lord said, He will save you and the people of your household. Maybe you are so frustrated about how your children are behaving right now. Come on now. Jesus Christ is interested
Amen.
In their lives.
Amen.
Bring them over.
Amen.
Even if they don't follow you yet, just come here.
Amen.
Jesus will fix it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor
Amen.
Clarence. I mean, that was an awesome testimony.
Amen.
God is just so good. I mean, Bishop, we can't speak enough
yeah.
of what God is doing. Now, we're going to just take a short break, and we'll be right back. We have Charles Jenkins on the way with Winning. So stay right there. We'll be back after this.
Good energy fills me. I feel the love. I know it's not me. It's from above. I'm overflowing. I feel the good. It's something on me strongly. If you feel me, everybody throw your hands up and say, yeah. His blessings on me. I feel the grace. I don't deserve it. It's just His pace. I'm aerial surfing, gone with the wind. His hand is on me, if you agree. Can't explain it simply. Go ahead and throw your hands up. I woke up this morning.
Thank you, God.
To get it in. No, I'm not playing. This is my trend. No, I'm not perfect. I wanna get it right. So I encourage my own self. Turn left, focus on my own shelf. Reach for the top, don't stop.
Hands.
Yeah.
So we are back with your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. Now, we certainly want you to come out to our services tomorrow. We have two services. The first service is an early service at 8 a.m. and the second service is at 10 a.m. So come out and worship with us. If you need a ride, just give us a call. We'll be happy to pick you up. The number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is 904-646-8210. Come out and worship with us. That's tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m., 7171 Arlington Expressway, Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. So now we've been talking with Pastor Clarence about his awesome testimony, and now we're going to introduce Pastor Christian. Pastor Christian, how are you tonight?
I am blessed and I'm very thankful, Sister Pastor Jan. It's always a great pleasure to be in this house and the studio with you all. And I just thank the Lord for this opportunity to be here and being partakers of God's grace in our life. And thank you. How are you?
I am truly, truly blessed. Now, Pastor Christian, I know you have an awesome testimony for us tonight that God has really done some marvelous things in your life. So I just want to ask you, first of all, tell us what has been the impact of the Word on your life since you've come to CREPA.
You know, Pastor Jana, once again, I just want to thank the Lord. You know, when I sit in this studio with you, it's been under a covering and a grace. And that is through the obedience of my father in the Lord, Dr. Bishop Abiola Idowu, as he's here with us. I just want to thank God for your life, sir, for the obedience. You know, when I came to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, it's like you were blind and now you can see.
Yeah.
It's like you are living in darkness, but now the light get turned on. Mm-hmm. And where you used to stumble, where you used to fall, mm-hmm. where you running into things, my story changed. Mm-hmm. And that's what the Word did to me.
Wow.
The Word became a light in my life. It lit me up. And what I'm saying, lit me up where I used to fall, where I stumbled, because I don't know my way around. Mm-hmm. You know, in life, you hit brick walls all the time because guess what? You're walking in darkness. You try so hard, but you're not moving. And you are constantly facing one trial after another. That's where my life was. Thanks to Jesus, the victory in Jesus through the Word. As I speak with you today, His Word has given me the understanding that yes, you're going from strength to strength. Mm-hmm. Every day is like my light is shining brighter and brighter. I'm going from one glory to another. Things that I used to do, I do them no more.
No more.
Where I used to be, I am no more there. Mm-hmm. He has given me His Spirit to know what is wrong, mm-hmm. where not to be, mm-hmm. places I should not be at all, things I should not do in my life at all, friends I should not be hanging out with anymore.
Pastor John, now notice this, it is revelation of God's Word that brings transformation in our lives.
Yes.
It is not the Word that you hear that change you, it is the one you believe.
Amen.
When you hear the Word of the Lord and you believe it, you don't need to do nothing. The Word is a creative force.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what He's talking about.
But now I want you to just kind of break it down for me and give and tell us some specific things that God has done in your life.
First, I was a student at University of North Florida. Mm. Started an undergraduate program that it took me almost 10 years to finish. Mm. When I came to the grace of God's glory in my life in this church, I was able to go back to that university, finish the undergraduate, do a master's. Mm. Now I am doing a doctoral program. That's not all of it. I'm telling you, I've been married for over 7 years with children. And I'm blessed beyond measure. God has even anointed me as a pastor to be able to sit here and share his testimony in my life with you.
Now, when you use about 10 years to do an undergrad, in less than 5 years, you are a PhD student. Wow. That can only be God. Your case is not out of order. Mm-hmm. All you need is to come to the potter. Potter is going to fix it.
Amen.
If it's wrong, it will break it down and remold it. Amen. And by the time it returns you back to you, you'll be surprised it's you that they are showing you.
Pastor Christian, you mentioned that you're married with children. Tell us, how has your rising at CREPA affected your family?
Oh, thank you for asking that. If anyone is listening to me, Jesus said to us, he said, you are the light of the world. Mm. And if you are a light, you're not going to put it under the bushel. Mm-hmm. You're going to put it on top of a table so that it gives light to everyone that is around you, that they will be able to see. And that is what God did in my life. When you are the black sheep of the family, that is where I was. Everyone knew he's going to do the wrong thing. And so they knew who I was. So when you come around, they're only waiting for the next thing wrong to happen because they know he do wrong things. But I thank God that now my family, we wait. If I don't show up, they will not move. If we have a family gathering, they will wait for me. They said, no, we have to wait for Christian. Because we need to hear from him. He needs to pray. He needs to be the one that is going to lead us in these discussions. If there is a conversation between anyone that there is a dispute, they look on to me to give them understanding. You are the pastor. You are the one that we want to hear from. But what I'm saying is, when God's grace is upon your life, your family is impacted in different ways. My wife, when I met her, I will tell you this, that first, when we met a few years ago, in fact, she told me, look, I will never marry you. I'll never come and be with you. But with the grace of God, today, we are married. And what I'm saying to you is, when God fix you, he fix you for even your spouse. She serves with passion. Her family has begun to see the transformation that began with me is moving so quickly in her life that even her sisters are looking up to her. Her uncles are looking up to us. This is the work of God. Because when he is with you, nothing is against you.
Wow. Sister. See, I just saw this. The light that shines in darkness is so bright that darkness cannot handle it. There is no way the Lord Jesus Christ will be in your life, and you have the revelation of that, that will not affect everything. Now, I knew Pastor Christian from the time he was crossing from Egypt to the Canaan. And I have seen God's mighty hand of grace and transformation. You see, we can't even finish everything that, I mean, God has done that I have seen. But I have seen something. When the light is shining, darkness vanished.
Amen. Amen. Now, Pastor Christian, this is our year of mighty harvest. So, what are the things that the Lord is laying on your heart to make it a reality?
You know, I just want to share with anyone that's hearing me, make yourself available. Allow God's grace that is sufficient for you to walk in your life. And what I'm saying to you is, do not harden your heart. Do not harden your heart. Because I know you've had calls made to you, maybe on this radio program, maybe other programs, where God is saying, I want to be able to walk with you. I want to use you for my purpose and my glory. What I know is that God's word said this to me. He said he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And God's reward is what I would tell you you want, my brothers and sisters. Because I have seen it. And so here's what my message to you, this year of our mighty harvest, I want you to understand that first, you want to be part of a growing Bible-believing church like Christ's Resurrection Power Assembly, where you can hear someone like me testify to you that anyone that comes here rises. And when you rise, you don't rise because you are facing limitations. You don't rise because you are in bondage. You don't rise when you are not finding a way out, when you don't know where to turn. You rise because you have your steps directed by the Lord. You know the steps God is making for you, making way for you. You know there are no limitations. With him by your side, you can do all things. So I want to encourage you. Let this message be a message that is a bell ringing to you. Say, now is your time. Come and be part of this great message, this great team. Come and be in a place where God will use not only the word, but he will use the atmosphere, the teachings, to change your situation from one level to another. Because when he does that, then your harvest becomes clear. Then you begin to yield what you have never earned before. You will begin to receive areas in your life where you think you can never make it. I'm talking about joy in your home. I'm talking about peace in your life. I'm talking about having a confidence that you can do everything. You cannot stop today. Come and be part of Christ's Resurrection Arts Power Assembly. Because our assignment is to win souls. And if we are going to say we are winning souls, we are doing God's job. God is going ahead of us. He's behind us. He's with us. So join us. This is our message. Let us all receive the harvest of God this year.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Pastor Christian. Now, I used to see a lot of people saying this. I don't know where to start. I mean, the fear of where do I start? That's the reason some people don't open up. Now listen, you don't need to know where to start. Just start. Now, the moment your commitment is made to Jesus, he will take it over from there. Now I can ask Pastor Christian or Pastor Clarence. Now the first time, they don't even know what to do. But they know in their heart, Jesus, you will help me. And he stepped in and he began to order their feet. If your commitment is not made, there is no way help can come. Now he was saying, what is going to do to activate the promises of God for the year? And I can just listen to him talking about service. Service and commitment. Service. If you are not serving God, you will serve other things. Now, the enemy is out there to make sure that he frustrates you. The word of the Lord said he came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. John chapter 10, verse 10. Now, why should you open your eyes and allow somebody to come and steal and kill and destroy you when there is a way out? Now, I want you to make your commitment to Jesus Christ tonight. And say, Jesus, in 2019 is over. Enough is enough for sickness, for disease. Now listen, when you come to Christ, that does not mean challenges of life will not come. But you have, you see, you are stronger than the challenge. Because the greater one inside of you is greater than the challenge that comes. So he showed you what to do to silence your storm.
Yes, amen, Bishop. Amen. These are awesome testimonies tonight. Thank you so much, Pastor
Claire. You just blessed me.
Thank you so much, Pastor Christian. I'm telling you, we've been listening to some very special testimonies. These are real life transforming testimonies. I'm telling you. And yours is next.
Amen.
I'm telling you, don't forget, you want to come out to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly tomorrow. Tomorrow is our covenant day of victory. You will get your victory.
Amen.
And you will be telling your testimony.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
But Bishop, it's been so wonderful here tonight, but our time is about up.
Yeah.
And we've got to get out of here. So we'll be back next week, Saturday. from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Be sure to tune in to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. Don't forget to come out to our services tomorrow. We have two services. The first one is 8 a.m. and the second one is 10 a.m. If you need us to pick you up tomorrow, give us a call. The number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is 904-646-8210. So we'll be back next Saturday, but until then, remain blessed and remember,
Jesus is alive.
You've been listening to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Bishop Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. Our worship times are Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. and a second service at 10 a.m. Also on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. For more information, please call area code 904-646-8210. We will see you next Saturday at 7 p.m. Until then, remain blessed. Jesus is Lord.